Hey there. Today, we're talking about the biggest issue that is holding you back in your business. The biggest thing entrepreneurs don't even recognize most of the time that is keeping you stuck, plateaued, and where you don't want to be. All right. So keep listening if you want to get past all of that in your business. All right? I'm Joe Sova. This is the Joe Sova Business Show. Thank you for being here. And today, this is an episode I trust you're going to find very helpful. I trust that you're going to implement this in your business and it's going to make a huge difference. And I trust that you're going to realize how important trust is by the end of this episode. After you listen to this, you will see just how important trust in yourself to lead your team is in everything you do. Okay. Most of the time, business owners, we're in the hustle, right? We're in the grind. We're doing all the things to make our business work, right? There's a fire that came up here, an urgent situation there, and we're doing what we have to do that day, what we think we have to do, right? And it feels good. By the end of the day, we're like, well, I got a lot done. I put out this fire. I spun this plate. I talked to this person. I fixed this problem. I helped my team with this. Boy, am I exhausted, right? I'm going to do it all again tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day, right? But rarely do entrepreneurs take time to ask themselves what that's all about, right? How to get out of that cycle of constantly doing, 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 right? The 12-hour days, the weekends, the late nights, the missing the family events, the being connected to our phones 24/7, which means we're connected to our business 24/7. When does that ever stop? Let me ask you this. Is that what you dreamed of when you started your business? Did you dream of being on call, having a 24-hour a day job, 7 days a week, and answering to customers at 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. and everything in between, right? Did you dream of the time where you spent 3 hours on Canva graphics to fix your website? Did you dream of the day that you would finally get to respond to 200 emails from customers or whatever it is, right? All the stuff that is the grind in your business, is that what we dream of? Is that our goals and our purpose behind our business? No way, right? No way. And trust me, if you don't know me, I've been in entrepreneurship for nearly 20 years and I've lived this. And the fact that you're here means that you're an entrepreneur, very likely, and you want to get to a place where you dreamed of originally. Right. And I took the hard road there. I took the winding, the hard road, the up and down, the roller coaster and all that. And I'm sharing that knowledge with you so that you can take the shortcut now. Right. You can take the hard road. You can still do that. But why delay your success? And why wait to achieve your goals when you can implement what we talk about here? This one topic today can make all the difference in your business. And when you find what I'm about to say, when you find the time, when you find the energy, when you find the way to put this into practice in your business, you will find the results that you're looking for, right? And that is trusting yourself to lead. I mentioned earlier, you're an entrepreneur. You have big dreams, big goals, and you know you want to make the impact and the income and all the things that come with running your business, right? There's a reason you didn't leave your corporate job or you didn't not take that 9-to-5 simply to be miserable, grinding away every day for the rest of your life, right? Is that any sense of freedom doing that? It's not why you started your business. You have a larger purpose to reach more people, to reach more impact, to do more things, to help more people in whatever capacity that may be, all right? But there's something, and you likely feel it inside, there's something holding you back, right? So I'm going to ask you the question, do you trust yourself to create that vision, that dream, without doing all the busy work? When I started my business, all I knew was the busy work, right? You grind it out. You do what has to be done. And there's no other way around it, right? Even when I had employees, when I first started having employees and building my team, I still held on to so much because of this trust situation, this trust issue that I had, right? I didn't trust myself to create my own vision. I didn't trust myself to lead a team, to lead my business to higher levels. I trusted myself to grind and do the work. That was easy. That's the easy part. As entrepreneurs, we've got that drive. We've got that hustle. We've got that energy. We've got that do-it-yourself mentality, that do-it-all mentality, that do whatever it takes, right? You're going to run through the wall. You're going to go around the wall. You're going to go dig a hole under it. Somehow you're going to get around those obstacles, right? That's awesome. It also only serves us so far. Most successful entrepreneurs sooner or later realize that there's a different way in order to get scaling, get to the next level, right? And that's trusting yourself to create that vision, that dream without that busy work. Because that busy work gives us that warm, fuzzy feeling every day, doesn't it? What I was talking about earlier, wow, this is a really busy day. I was really in it. It feels good. You lay your head down into your pillow and you're like, oh boy. But really deep inside, you're like, oh boy, right? Going Sam from Quantum Leap style, right? Oh boy, I'm going to do this all again tomorrow. Is that what you dreamed of when you started your company, when you started your business? Probably not. I don't think anybody thinks of that, right? And so what we do as entrepreneurs, what tends to happen with many entrepreneurs is you become the key employee in your business. You become that key aspect, whether you're a solo person and you have to be, or again, like my situation, I had staff and yet I was still that bottleneck. And I was still that person that had all the answers, that had all the knowledge, and I would divvy it out here and there as needed. Right? I would never document anything. I would never create a process for anything, because I was the smartest guy in the room and it was my business. So I had to be responsible for it all, or I didn't care enough, right? People would judge me for not putting enough effort in if I wasn't doing everything, right? And so when we're that bottleneck, when we're that key employee, you've just hired, I'm going to slow down here, all right? So take a second, listen to this. Let this sink in. When you're the key employee in your business, you've just hired the worst possible person for the success of your business. You are the worst employee your business can have. And you might be wondering, well, how's that be? No, nobody cares about my business more than me. Well, if that were true, then you would be putting in the systems and the processes and hiring the right people around your business in order for it to run without you. If you really cared about your business, you would put the pieces in place for the long-term success, right? Because when you keep yourself as the bottleneck, as that one sole person who has all the answers, right? And they're just giving out answers rather than leading their team, what you're really saying is you're scared to lead. You're scared to hand off the tasks so that your business can grow and thrive more than it ever could without you. That's what really happens there, right? So holding on to things in your business isn't a matter of only I can do it. It's a matter of trust, back to trust, right? Trust in the people around you, your team, trust in yourself to lead those people, right? And when you're not allowing your business to grow, you're also not allowing those others around you to grow by holding on to those things. When you're simply answering the question, right? Let's look at it this way. When you're answering the questions, your team cannot grow, right? Because they're coming to you, you're training them to ask you the questions. Is your purpose in your business to be the question answerer, the FAQ, the human FAQ? Is that you, right? Is that your role? I became that for a long time, right? I had a staff, the day-to-day stuff that was delegated. They're still coming to me for answers on certain things, right? And so my role became answering the questions and fixing the problems. Now, I know you as a driven, breakthrough-making entrepreneur, that your dreams and goals don't consist of being a human FAQ, right? I know that you have more inside of you, and so do you. You know this as well, that you have more inside of you. You feel this. When you listen to information like this, it's because there is more inside you ready to come out. It's waiting to come out. It's waiting for you to trust yourself to release it to the world, all right? Because that typical thing is, hey, we answer all the questions, but do I trust this person to take the right action? Do I trust myself to lead them to grow? Right? These other people in our businesses, whether it's our team or whoever else is around us, they're there because they have a role to fill, right? yet they can grow as well. As our business grows, our team can grow both in size and in capability, right? And so when you're doing all the stuff, you're robbing that from the people around you, right? You're the bottleneck because you don't trust yourself to lead them to that higher level. Let's look at busy for a second, right? Staying busy. You might be asking, I'm going to take a swig of water here. Hang on a second. Water makes up a life, right? So drink lots of water. Stay hydrated out there, entrepreneurs. Public service announcement. Anyways, being busy is a protection mechanism. Whether you realize this yet or not, it's simply protection that your brain is coming up with as a way for you to stay relevant in your business. Because you might be scared. Hey, if I don't have all these things to do, what in the world would I do? Right? This is a common question I got when I would explain my vision and my dream to people and say, I want to build a company, but I'm basically out of it, right? Like I have a team, a trusted team, and things run without me. I said, but what do you do? What would you do? Right? So busy makes us feel like we have a purpose in our business. Notice that phrase though. It makes us feel like we have it. It's not the actual purpose. Our purpose isn't to be busy in the business doing anything. Right? I mean, you could be packing boxes in a warehouse and you'd be busy. That's certainly not your purpose in any business, right? So being busy simply protects us and fools our brain into thinking we're doing something worthwhile. So it's a protection. But what's the reason behind needing protection, right? It's our inner self, right? That little voice in our head that says, keep it safe. Right? It's dangerous out there. Most people have this is interesting because most people have that voice that says, stay safe and stay in the corporate job, or stay safe and keep your 9-to-5, or stay safe and go work for somebody else. As an entrepreneur, you've already overcome that at least one time in your life. You can see that, right? You took a leap, you took a jump, you had the courage to start your business and overcome that little voice in the back of your head saying, keep it safe. Right? So we have to do that again. It's starting to become obvious now that that's a continual process. Starting your business was only step one. It's a continual process where you have to continue to break past that barrier, right, of staying safe, because staying safe is keeping you from the amazing things that you're capable of doing, both inside your business, with your family, with your goals, with your dreams, whatever it may be. So that safety really is what's keeping you stuck. That safety is what's keeping your business from growing the way it needs to do, right? And that all comes back to trust, trusting yourself to lead, right? So your issue isn't needing more sales. Your issue isn't, I need to add a new product. Your issue isn't even, I need to hire more people, right? The real issue in your business is trust. And that's trusting yourself to lead others to a higher level. Hey, I don't want to manage people. Okay, you don't have to. Because managing, as you may or may not realize yet, is very different than leading. You can lead a team, leading to manage to somebody else. Okay, so very different. This isn't about getting revenue or hiring or anything else. It's about trust, trusting yourself to lead, trusting others to do what's needed to get the job done. Right? Believe it or not, you are not the most amazing unicorn person in your business that is the only one that can do anything, right? There are millions of businesses out there. In fact, most are probably much larger than yours that get things done while trusting others to do it, okay? So your issue is trust. You can see this, right? Your issue is trusting somebody else to do what needs to be done, right? So leading, trusting. Trusting yourself to use your time to take the business to a higher level. Again, back to that safety situation, right? If I'm busy, I feel productive. So do I trust myself if I take all that off my plate and I had an open slate, right? Would I trust myself to do what needs to be done to move the needle, to really focus on what I'm good at, what makes this business amazing, and what's going to make the most impact for growth, right? Do you trust yourself to do that 5% activity that moves the needle? That's where most businesses fail as well. There's been studies done, right, by the SBA that, you know, one out of three businesses don't even make it 2 years. And you're starting to see that that's the reason why. And they focus on these busy activities. You're not focusing on what matters, that needle moving activity, right? So do you trust yourself to do that type of activity, right? Staying busy all day is easy. You can find things to do. We all can. Email, you know, again, packing boxes, whatever, accounting, you can stay busy all day long in any business. But do you trust yourself if you were to remove all of that to actually focus on what matters? Do you even know what matters in order to focus on it? That's the other part of it. You may not even realize what you need to do. Here's a trust issue that I ran into in my business. I was the income provider. I had a lot of people around me that would look at me as, again, I was kind of, when I started my business, hey, you're kind of nuts, right? This is crazy. Why don't you stay in the safe environment? And so I had to trust myself when I got to a certain level. It was a matter of trusting myself to not screw up what I've already built, right? In your business, you may see revenue already. You may see some profit already, but you're starting to get underwater. You're starting to get overwhelmed. You're starting to be on that that treadmill, right, of constantly doing things. But the money's good, right? You have clients that you enjoy working with. And so you have a status quo established now, right? You're not brand new, probably, where you're scraping and taking, you know, anything you can get. When you get to that point where you're semi-established, but you're not long-term yet, right? So you're kind of in that midpoint. You don't want to screw up and lose everything you've already done, right? So do you trust yourself enough to take the business and lead the business to that next level? That's a huge question to ask yourself, right? Do you trust yourself that you're good enough to do everything needed to go from here to here, right? You start at point A, maybe you made it to point B, you want to get to point E, F, or G, right? Maybe even Z, I don't know. Do you trust yourself to not screw everything up? I struggled with that myself. You're probably wondering, well, how do you get beyond that? Well, a couple things. Being accountable, accountability, right? As entrepreneurs, we're typically focused on ourselves, right? We're kind of flying solo. So figuring out how to be accountable and understanding that it's actually a strength to be accountable to somebody. It's not a weakness, right? I struggled with that a little bit. But after I figured that out, it made all the difference in the world. I was able to focus more on what mattered, again, and increase that trust in myself because I had somebody else to hold me accountable, right? It was a coaching relationship at the time, and it made all the difference. But until I went through that process of finding a coach and understanding that this actually can make a difference, until I did that, I was spinning my wheels, right? I didn't have anybody to hold me accountable and to build that trust, right? Entrepreneurship is all about trusting that it's okay to go against the norms, right? That it's okay to work on the big picture stuff in your business. Again, people on the outside in, they if you're not working late and if you're not doing all the stuff, right, they're going to judge me because they don't think I'm working hard enough, right? So trusting yourself that that's okay. Trusting yourself that you know when you're in that 5% activity, that moves the needle activity, that that's more important than the judgment of somebody on the outside who has no idea what it takes to run a business like you do, right? And the other part of that is guilt. Guilt can come in, right? You feel guilty if you're not giving every last second, every last moment, every last thing to your business. If you're not constantly working, then you get a guilt. Like I should be doing something right now, right? I shouldn't take a walk because I need to be doing things in my business or I'm going to feel guilty. So trust comes also back to trusting yourself that you're doing everything you need to be as clear as possible on what is actually needed and important in your business. All right. The game of entrepreneurship is just that. It's figuring out you know, how to get from one point to another. And until you start putting those pieces together and trusting yourself to lead yourself, lead your team, lead your entire organization to the next level, that's when things really take off and move forward. All right. So trusting yourself to lead is a process, right? You develop that through different exercises and trying different things. And again, that's a whole nother episode. And so I don't know if you'll decide today that trusting yourself to lead is what's going to make the difference in your business, but very likely you'll find the more you think about it, the more you'll notice that trust is that missing ingredient, that leading yourself, your team, and your business to the next level all comes back to how much you trust yourself, right? Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, after you listen to this, go ahead and subscribe. Click that subscribe button now, and you'll get future episodes, and you'll be glad you did. We've got some exciting things happening that you'll want to be a part of, all right? So if you're an entrepreneur who's serious about growing your business, click the link, subscribe. You'll be glad you did, and you'll love it. You'll get a lot out of it. All right, thank you very much. We'll see you on the next episode.